Well, it's time to get revved up and punch the gas. We've got a lot yet to do today, so let's get to it. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. It's Monday, January 6, 2020. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, on the hardwoods, it was Rivalry Sunday. Michigan traveled to Michigan State, and the Spartans seemed rather unimpressed by it all. Flew past the Wolverines with ease. We'll talk about that. Number two, a major egg production facility in southwest Michigan lost 300,000 laying hens over the weekend to a devastating fire. Ben Bunty Eggs of Otsego Township on fire for hours because of its remote location. And number one, the clock is running with just over 43 weeks until the election. And the clock is also running on impeachment. And the Senate is running out of patience on it all. And in another amazing trick, the president has the Democrats defending a terrorist leader that killed hundreds of Americans. All that plus the DTE Common Sense Hotline is open, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. It is the DTE Common Sense Hotline, open for business today. Doesn't it seem striking to you, predictable, sad, and yet appalling at the same time? Because you knew as soon as you heard about General Soleimani, Qasem Soleimani being killed by a Predator drone from the United States at the airport in Baghdad, Iraq. You knew at that very moment that the Democrats would come out and attack the president for it, and that they did. He has been called a war criminal, a monster, been said that he should have gotten permission from Congress. Now, the guy that was killed, General Qasem Soleimani, is responsible for the deaths of at least 600-plus American service members, men and women. So I saw these things online. On whose authority did he kill this general? On whose authority did President Donald Trump kill this terrorist general from Iran? Well, let me tell you. He did it on the authority of every man and woman killed by this terrorist over many years. People like Staff Sergeant George Alexander. He was 34 years old in 2005. That's when Soleimani was first declared a terrorist by the United States and its allies. After graduating from Clinton, Chilton County High School in Clinton, Alabama, George worked in construction for 2 years before joining the U.S. Army in 1991 at the beginning of Desert Storm. And he was on patrol near Samarra, Iraq, when an improvised exploding device killed him. It's on people like Staff Sergeant George Alexander's authority that President Donald J. Trump killed this general terrorist commander. So let me ask you this. Here in Michigan, don't you think that most people support the idea of killing terrorists? Don't you think that most people across this country believe that defending Americans and killing terrorists is the right thing to do? Because I believe that's true. And I believe that most Americans are okay with defending Americans on the battlefield. I believe that most Americans think that it's okay to kill those that are state sponsors of terrorism. I believe that common sense dictates that if you can kill a terrorist, you do, because let's remind ourselves that Bill Clinton did not take the opportunity to kill Osama bin Laden when given the chance. He said, How did that play out? When Osama bin Laden was allowed to slide because Bill Clinton didn't really care to go after him, how did that play out for the United States? And I don't remember the world complaining when the United States went into Pakistan to kill Osama bin Laden. I don't remember Democrats like Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and others saying, well, the president didn't have permission to do that. He went into another country, into Pakistan, and killed bin Laden. And in this case, General Soleimani was in Iraq. Do you think he was there for what? To have tea? Honestly. Honestly, the nerve of some of these on the left is to the point that it's just flat out appalling. they would have you believe that somehow it's better not to kill the terrorists because it might upset other terrorists. You know, they might attack us now. They might target Americans in other parts of the world. Yes, they will. And you know what? They were doing that anyway. And they would have done that anyway. That's what terrorists do. That's exactly what terrorists do. They kill innocent people. They go after places and people that they consider to be soft targets. And they would have done that anyway, and they would have done that more effectively with their leader, General Soleimani, than they will today. Because he was Iran's indispensable man. He was the guy that led the Quds Force, considered to be some sort of an elite fighting force from Iran. Maybe as effective as the Revolutionary Guards from Iraq. Remember how they stood up when the Americans came in. And so the message that has been sent is clear. If you kill Americans, we will fight back. If you are a terrorist and you threaten to kill Americans, or you do kill Americans and we can find you and pinpoint you, a Predator drone is on its way. That's the message. The message the Democrats would have you send is, well, we're not sure. We might have some alternatives here. We maybe could try something different. Maybe we should do something different. In fact, I'll play it for you because it's appalling, but it speaks for itself. It's Elizabeth Warren, bite number 7, asked about terrorists and terrorist organizations and destroying them. Her answer, weak need to say the least. It's bite number 7 with Elizabeth Warren. Go.
The Treasury Department designated the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that Soleimani was in charge of and the Quds Force as a terrorist group back in 2007. The U.S. State Department did the same for both groups last year. As president, would you not prioritize the U.S. military killing the leaders of organizations designated terrorist organizations?
Look, the job of the president is to keep us safe. And we know in this circumstance that Donald Trump was presented with a range of options by way of response. But the point is not to try to move us closer to war. The point is to move us away from that.
To move us away from that. Right, to let the terrorist live. There you have it, to let the terrorist live. All right, still to come on the program today, we're going to talk about this with Christina Like. She's running for Michigan's 8th Congressional District, trying to get the nomination to be the Republican nominee to take on Alyssa Slotkin. Slotkin, a former CIA analyst, who, by the way, has been taken on social media a little bit because of her comments that she did two tours in Iran and Iraq. Not the same, people say, not the same at all. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today. What are you waiting for? By going to Wolverine Water Systems on Steve Gruber. SteveGruber.com, click on the Wolverine button and away you go. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Wolverine button and away you go. It is Monday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Let's talk a little bit about casinos. You go to a casino and place all your poker chips in a single hand. Well, guess what? You probably just lost everything in one swift move. Now, what if I wasn't talking about losing at the casino? What if I was talking about the stock market and those colored chips that you just bet? That's your retirement and your legacy. Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility, potential rising taxes, inflation, or unforeseen expenses? Hi, this is Steve Gruber. And if you're in your 50s or 60s like I am, stop gambling on your retirement in the stock market. There are alternatives to grow your nest egg that offer a principal guarantee and optional income for the rest of your life. Call Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial to learn more. Call 517-323-7526 or go online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at iVaccinate.org.
I vaccinate because I got the facts.
Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.